Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're coming at you from the manager's office here at Trustmark Park as the Shuckers get set to take on the M Braves in game two of a three-game set. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Jay McBlake. We're joined by Shuckers bench coach and acting manager Fidel Pena. Fidel, thanks much for joining us. You have to be happy with how this team's been, especially 12 runs last night.
Thank you for having me, and definitely, you know, it was good to see that late stretch, you know, the bats really came alive, you know, after the sixth inning, so that's always good to see, you know, from the guys just finish strong and, you know, do the thing and actually, you know, get some success towards the end of the game.
How big does it speak to the lineup's ability to make adjustments, seeing De Avila for the third time and pouncing all over him?
I mean, that's a guy that, like you said, we've faced, like, quite a few times, and he was dominating us for the first five innings, and then you know, third time through the lineup, the guys were making some adjustments, and we were able to, you know, to kick him out of the game there.
And then against the bullpen as well, it just seemed like every single inning after that, it was more hits, it was more runs. The offense had a great night. Eric Brown Jr., 3 runs driven in. Brock Wilken, 4 runs driven in. Lamar Sparks, a 5-hit night. How good is it to see this confidence from these guys coming into what is the 11th game out of 12 in a row, and the guys still continuing to hit, swing it well on the offensive side?
Well, you know, that's definitely good to see, you know, especially, like you said, 12-game stretch right here, like, we're just getting to the end of it, and like for the guys, you know, to be having this kind of success like towards the end of it, and you know, and still going out there with some energy and doing their thing, it's definitely good to see.
How about Lamar Sparks last night? Tied the franchise record with 5 hits. This week he is 10 for 17 with 4 extra base hits. What have you seen from him that's really turned him on this hot streak?
I mean, definitely, you know, he's gotten, like, more confident at the plate. He's working on some things in the cages with JJ, and it's really paying, like, some paying off for him. So it's really good to see him have that success and, you know, get that confidence and be the player that he can be.
How about the continued success of this lineup as well? Entering today, you guys have scored 7 or more runs in 3 of the first 4 games in this stretch right here against the M Braves.
I mean, that's good to see, you know. When you have guys, you know, that can get on base consistently, and guys that can, you know, steal some bags and you know, get into scoring position, that's always good. You know, you are going to have those kind of nights, you know. Like, it's going to give the guys more opportunity, you know, to drive runs in. So that's always good to see.
And I know we've talked about this a lot, about how close games have been for this team over the past about month and a half now. How much pressure and how nice is it to see that pressure being taken off of the bullpen with these big-time innings and big-time run production nights from the offense?
I mean, that definitely helps, you know. Like, sometimes, you know, the guys that are, at the back end of the bullpen, like, sometimes, like, they need those nights, you know, just to, take some pressure off them and just let the guys, you know, take care of, like, a business there, right there, and just not having to use the whole bullpen and the guys that we normally use in the leverage situations, like, all the time, that definitely helps. So that's definitely good to have.
You guys are also throwing it back to the old school minor league baseball schedule. Southern League used to be 5 games in 5 days as the series, but throwing it back to your time when you were playing out in A-ball and high A of the 3-game series throughout this last couple of weeks. How much have you enjoyed the 3-3 set we've had going on this week?
I mean, that's the first time it happens, like, during the season, I think. Or no, maybe the first series of the year, it was a three-game series. But, you know, like, I grew up playing, like, 3 and 4. Like, every week was just, like, a 3-game and a 4-game. So, like, that's good to see, you know. And I kind of like to, like, still, you know, divide the weeks into 3 and 3, like, just mini-series. And just, like, it just helps me, like, see it, like, from a different perspective, you know. Like, when you think about 6 games, like, it's feels like a lot. So, like, you know, winning short series, like, helps a lot, you know.
When you played, it was 140 games in just about 150 days. You were guaranteed a maximum of 2 off days or 1 off day a month, depending on what month it was. What did you do to stay fresh during those long stretches when you're playing 27, 28, 29, even 30 consecutive games?
I mean, the main thing there is, you know, is taking care of your body and making sure you get your sleep and staying hydrated, you know, like, making sure that you really take care of your body. You have to be out there with your foam roll and all that stuff, and just making sure that you stay in good shape to actually, you know, be able to play all those games.
The lineup tonight, it's also facing a knuckleballer in David Fletcher. First time in my 2 years in the Southern League I've seen a knuckleballer on the hill. What is the lineup having to do tonight to prepare for it? Because it's not like anything the lineup's going to see all season long, and the fact that Fletcher tops out at about 69 miles an hour with that knuckleball.
I mean, definitely an interesting one. You know, should be a good experience for the guys, you know, but obviously the one thing you have to do is just be patient and actually, you know, let the ball travel and probably, you know, start your load like a little later, you know, so you can just see it and you're not like anxious to just go out there and swing, you know. So hopefully the guys, you know, will do well against him tonight, and we will continue with that success that we've had in the last few months.
Is it a little funny that David Fletcher is going to be pitching the top of the innings, topping out at about 70, and then Shane Smith's going to come in bottom of the inning blazing 97, 98, 99?
Yeah, that's definitely interesting. Like, everybody has like their own, you know, like their own different characteristics. So, I mean, who knows? May the best guy win tonight, you know, so.
There we go, Fidel. Appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shackers and Braves coming up next.